Hi everybody, today's Perek of Rambam is the 7th Perek of Hilchos Tshuva. It is a remarkably, remarkably beautiful Perek. It really, every time I read it, inspires me. I hope I do it justice in just a short read-through like this. I hope you hear the ring of the Rambam's words, hear his formulations, hear his profound insights into the process of Tshuva. Because in this Perek, the Rambam will extol the greatness of this concept we refer to as Tshuva. The ability to repent before God. In many ways, it reminds me of the 3rd parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Rambam there also waxed poetic about the grandeur of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the import it plays in Jewish life. And this parak will do similarly with regards to the concept of tshuva. And it's really an amazing, amazing experience. I hope you all enjoy it very much. Halacha Aleph. However, shus kol adam nisuna lo kimoshi b'aranim. Since a person is given absolute ability to decide how they act, how they think, how they behave in every which way. As we saw in the previous two parakim, the Rambam elaborated at great length in Parakei and Parakvav, how a person is given absolute free will. Yishtadal adam lasos tshuva. A person should push himself. He should endeavor to repent. Linor kapav mechatav. And to wash his hands, to wipe them clean from his sins. Kadei shiyamas b'al tshuva. In order so that he should die in a state of repentance. Kadei shiyizke l'chayim l'ba. In order so that he should merit the world to come. Halacha Beis. La'olam yira adam es atzmo ke'ilu hu notel lamos. A person should always view himself as if he's on the verge of death. V'shema yamas b'shaito v'nimsa omei b'chatav. And chas v'shalom, maybe he will die and still be in a state of sin. Lefikach. Therefore, yashem mechatav miyad. He should immediately repent from his sins. V'lo yomar k'she'azkin ashev. And he shouldn't say that when I get old I will repent. Shema yamas kodem she'azkin. Because, perhaps, he might die before he gets that opportunity, before he grows old. Hu Shlomo Omer, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, Bechachmaso, in his great wisdom. Bechol Eis Yilu Begnecha Levanim, V'Shemen Al Roshecha Ayachsar. At all times your clothing should be sparkling white, nice and clean. You should always have that oil, that fragrance on yourself. Never let it lack. Always be in a state of repentance, because you never know when you'll die. Halacha Gimel, V'Al Tomar She'ena Tshuva Elameya V'Roshesh Pen Maisa. And a person should not say to himself that the concept of repentance only applies to sins, transgressions, which have an act to them. Kagon znos, vegezel, gneva, like different forms of immorality or theft. Kashem shetzarech adam lashov me'elu, because just as a person is obligated to repent from these type of transgressions, kach hu tzarech l'chapes b'deos rosh yeshlo v'lashov mehen. Equally as much, just as much so, he must repent from his bad characteristics, his bad character traits, min hakas, from anger, umina eva, and from hatred, umina kina, and from jealousy, umina hatachrus, and from belligerence, being somebody who's combative and angry and fighting with people all the time, umina tool, and from frivolity, from being lightheaded, umina redivas hamamon, v'hakavod, and from chasing after money and honor, redivas hamachalos, and also from chasing after food and anything along these lines. Min hakol tzarech lachzor v'tshuva. From each of these bad traits, you must repent. Ve'elu ha'avonos kashim me'osun she'ish ben mais. And in fact, the Rambam tells us very importantly that these type of sins are worse. They're more difficult than those that actually have an action to them. Shebizman she'adam nishka ve'elu. Because at a time when a person is entrenched in them, he's sunk into these bad habits, kashim hu'lifrosh. It's impossible. It's very, very difficult for him. Not actually impossible, of course, but I meant it's very difficult for him to separate from them. V'chein hu omer yazov rasha darko. Therefore, the pasuk says a person should abandon, the wicked man should abandon his path. V'ish avon machshvosa. Person who's of iniquity, of ish oven, he should desert, he should walk away from his bad characteristics, his bad thoughts. Halacha dalet. Al yadam ebal tshuva shehu meruchok mimalas ha-tzadikim. Baal tshuva, a person who's in the process of repentance, should not believe, he shouldn't imagine that he's distant from the height attained by the righteous, b'nei havonos ha'chatos sha'asa, because of the terrible sins that he might have done in the past. Ein adavar kein, the Rambam tells us, it is not so. Ela ahav v'nechmad hu l'bnei abori. Rather, he's beloved, he's dear before God, v'ki'ilu lo chatam e'olam. It's as if he's never sinned. There's no baggage. It's not weighing you down. You are great. V'lo od, and not only that, el shescharo harbe. In fact, his reward is very great. Sha'arei tam tam achik, because he's tasted the taste of sin. He knows how superficially good these transgressions can feel. Upirish menu v'kavash yitzro. And nonetheless, he's separated from it. And nonetheless, he's overcome his evil inclination. Amru chachamim, Chazal taught us, makom shebali tshuva omdim bo, ein sadikim gemurim yecholim lamod bo. In the place where those who are penitent, those who are repentant, stand. The fully righteous, those that have been righteous all their lives, are unable to stand. Kelomar, the Rambam explains what that means. Malasin gedola mimailas elu. Shalochatu me'olam. Mimnei shehen kovshin yitram yoser mehen. Their level, the Bali Tshuva, have a higher stature in God's eyes than those that had never sinned before, because they have conquered their Yetzer Hara, they've overcome their evil inclination to a greater degree. Halacha, hey, Kol HaNeviim Kulam Tzivu El Tshuva. Every one of the prophets exhorted the Klal Yisrael, pushed them, drove them to do Tshuva. Ein Yisrael Nig'alan Elo B'Tshuva. And in fact, Klal Yisrael will only be redeemed once we've repented, once we've done Tshuva. Kvar Hefticha Torah, and Baruch Hashem, the Torah has already told us, it's insured, it's guaranteed, Shesof Yisrael Lasos Tshuva, that in the end, at some point, we will do Tshuva, but Sof Galusan, at the end of our exile, Umiyad Hei Nigalan, and immediately, we will be redeemed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'Yakivo Alecha Kol Drama Ilah, Bracha V'Aklala, it will be once all these things have come upon us, Asher Nasadi Levanecha, that Hashem has placed before us, V'Ashivo Se'el V'Vecha, and you will return to your heart, B'Chol HaGoyim Asher Adicha Hashem Elokecha Hashama, from being amidst all these nations which God has spread us across. Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha, and we will return to Hashem our God. Vishamata bekolo, kechol asher anochi tavaeschem hayom. And you will listen to His voice like all that I am commanding you today. Vishav Hashem Elokecha eshbuscha v'richamcha v'shav kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher pitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama. And then immediately upon us doing tshuva, finally when we get the message, we wake up, we say, Hashem, we want only you, we want to be close to you. At that stage when we do tshuva, He will gather us back from amongst the nations, as scattered as we might be, and immediately bring us home and show His love to us. Halacha vav, gedola tshuva shemakareves es adam l'shechina. Great is tshuva, amazing is tshuva, because it brings man close, it draws him near to God Himself, to the Shekhinah, to God's presence. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, v'nemar lo shavtem adai, no ma'ashem. V'nemar im tashuv Yisrael, no ma'ashem, elai tashuv. Kelomar, im tachzor b'tshuva, bitidbak. Great is tshuva because, as all these psukim indicate, it isn't just that it will serve, as the Rambam told us earlier, as a tris l'fnei ha'pronios, it will be a shield protecting us from punishment. But deeper, it's because when we do tshuva, we are reconnecting with our purpose, with eternality, with God Himself when we repent. Hatshuva mekareves es arachokin. The process of tshuva can bring close those that are distant. In what sense? Emesh hayazeh sanoi lefnei hamakom. Meshukatz umeruchak v'toeva. Just yesterday, this individual, when he was in a state of sin, was hated before God. He was revolting. He was distant. He was abominable. V'hayom, and today, simply by doing tshuva, hu ahav v'nechmad karov v'yadid, he is beloved. He is dear. He's so close. He's a dear friend of God. V'chein atamotzei shebalashon shakadosh baruch hu merachik et zachatam ba mikarev es hashavim bein yachid bein rabim. That was the very same way, the very same formulation which God pushes away the sinners, He draws close those that have done tshuva, whether an individual or whether an entire nation, the whole public. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Vayamakom asher yomar lehem lo amiatem yomar lehem bnei kel chai." The pasuk tells us in Hosea that the Navi Hosea says Hashem told him that he should tell the people that you will no longer be considered my nation. Then afterwards, that very same nation that he once said this to them, you shall now tell them that you will be the children of the living God. V'nemar b'yachanya b'rishoso. Kisvu es isha zeh ariri gever lo yitzlach b'yama v'gomer. Im yek neo ben yoyakim melch yudah chosem al yad yamini v'gomer. It was sworn against, it was signed against the evil king Yachanya in the state of his wickedness, that God would destroy him and his family and his lineage. But afterwards, v'kevan sheshav b'galusa, so once he was in exile, once he had repented, nemar b'zerubbabel, no, it says about his son Zerubbabel, v'yomahu no ma'ashem tzevakos, ekacha Zerubbabel ben shaltiel avdi no ma'ashem v'samticha kechosem. That Hashem will sign him off for good, He will reestablish him as being a ruler, and note even that Yochanan is referred to as shaltiel avdi, my servant. Halacha zayin, kama me'ula ma'ilas hatshuva. How high is the height, the attainment of tshuva. Emesh hayazem muvdo me'ashem elke Yisrael. Just yesterday, when he was in a state of sin, this sinner had been separated from God, the might, the God, of Israel. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Avonos Sechem Hayu Abdilin Beinechem Levein Elokechem. Just yesterday, your sins were separating between you and Hashem, your God. Tzoeik Vein Onena. This sinner would call out to God, and he would not be answered. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Gam Ki Tirbu Tefila Ein Ani Shomea. Even if you increase your tefilos, they're insincere. You don't have a relationship with me. You're just faking it. You're just turning to me out of insincerity. So Hashem will not listen. Va'os mitzvos, and he does his mitzvos with tarfenos on befanav, and they tear them up in his face. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mi pikesh zos miyadchem remos chatzri. Who desired these karbanos, Hashem says, that you're bringing them to me, that you trample in my courtyards? Mi gam bachem v'yizgor dalzayim. V'lo te'iru mizbachi chinam. Ein li chayfet bachem, amar Hashem tzavakos. U'mincha lo erza miyedchem. Olo seichem safu al zivcheichem v'achlu basar. I don't want your minchas, I don't want your zvachim, I don't want your karbanos, Hashem says. Don't bring them to me, I have no desire in them. Not because karbanos aren't important. Because karbanos are so important. Hashem doesn't want them brought by those that are insincere, those that are just trying to pay lip service, or as it might be, animal service to God, when in their hearts, in their actions, they are so distant from Him. So to repeat three things just yesterday related to this sinner. He was separated from God. He would cry out to God and he wouldn't be answered. He would do mitzvos even, but they were disgusting to God because they were coming from a bad place. V'hayom. And today, after having done tshuva, who mudbuk b'shchina, he's connected, unlike before when he was separated. Now he's cleaving to God himself, to God's presence. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'atem advekem Hashem elkechem. Tzoek v'nena miyad. He calls out, he screams to his God, and he's answered, and not just answered, he's answered immediately. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'yater mikru v'ani ene. Before you even have the opportunity to call out to me, I will respond. The osim mitzvos, and the third parallel, he does mitzvos now, umekablin osam benachas simcha, and now they accept them happily, with simcha, with joy. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, ki kfar ratzelo kim es masech, Hashem already desires your actions. And furthermore, below od, el Hashem es adlim, it's not just that he's pleased by them, it's that he really, really wants them, he desires them in that sense. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, va'arva la'ashem min chas yudah yushlaim kimei olam ushanim kadmonios. Halacha ches. Bali tshuva darkan liyot shvelim v'anavim b'yoser. It is the fitting way, the way of somebody who's a true bal tshuva, who's truly in a process of repentance, to be particularly humble. Im charfu osona ksilim b'maseim harishonim. And if a fool comes about and makes fun of them, he disparages him for his past deeds, his sins. V'amru lehen, and he says to them, that just yesterday you were acting this way, and just yesterday you were doing this, and you think you're such a tzaddik? Al yargishu lahen. True bali tshuva don't feel these things. They don't pay attention to them. And not only that, ela shomin, they hear it, v'smeichin, and they are overjoyed. V'yodin shezu zechus lahen, and they know that this is an additional merit to them. V'shekol zmanchein boshin v'maseyem she'avru v'nachlam mehen. They recognize that as long as they continue to be prodded in this fashion, and they further and further appreciate how low they were when they had sinned, and how happy they are that they are no longer in that place any longer. And they use that as a spur, as a springboard, to continue their growth, so then their merit becomes greater and greater and greater. Even though it ends up helping a Baal Tshuva when he gets made fun of, mocked for his past ways, nonetheless, it is a tremendous sin for somebody to say to a person who's in the process of Tshuva, remember your past actions, oh, last kir mefanav k'di levaisha, or even just to mention them in front of him in order to cause him embarrassment, oh, lahaskir dvarim v'inyanim hadomim lehen k'di lahaskiro ma'asa. Or even just to mention things which are related to them, which are similar to them, in order to remind him of that which he had done. Hakol aser, all this is forbidden. Umuzer alav bechlal honas devarim she'ezhira alei Torah. Shneamar v'losanu ish es hamiso v'gomer. The pasuk says that you should not afflict your friend with words, you shouldn't oppress him. And this is included. To remind about Tshuva of his past actions and cause him to feel that degradation, you aren't helping him, you aren't making him into more of a tzaddik. It's not your job. You are hurting him, and it's forbidden. It's absolutely aser to do so. And all of us, in our own ways, on some level, are Bali Tshuva. And we have to appreciate quite how powerful the process of Tshuva is. How we can fix ourselves in an instant. If we really want it, if we commit ourselves to being better, to being closer to Hashem, if we really are pursuing that relationship, in a matter of seconds. Just yesterday, we could have been one way. The next day, with a new level of commitment, we are now cleaving to the Shekhinah. We are a different person than we were yesterday. We can grow, we can change, each of us in our own ways. And in fact, one of my Rebbeim once pointed out that the reason why the Rambam puts this perek after the previous two, why is this perek here about tshuva after we thought the Rambam was done with tshuva? He talked about tshuva in the first four prakim. Then he went to free will. And then suddenly he goes back to tshuva and then extols the virtues of tshuva. Because this perek, which talks about A, doing tshuva on our midos, our personality traits, and B, the greatness of tshuva has such radical ability, and somebody could be so steeped in sin and can overturn all that in an instant and change dramatically. The Rambam had to put it here because we had to first believe in free will. Perek Hey, Perek Vav, that was to drill into our heads that we really, really, really have absolute free will. And even things that we think we can't change, like our personalities, our characteristics, you can't. It just takes concerted effort. It takes real desire, but that shift can happen in an instant. That desire can be made, that commitment can change from just inspiration isn't much, but commitment, something which is meaningful, that you desire for real, that can be life-changing. You just have to angle yourself away. Since this is true, that a person is given complete wherewithal to determine his destiny, ishtadal adam lasos tshuva.